Okay, we're gonna do now. Let's try to. How you feeling? How you feeling?
Yeah? Thank God.
Settling down. Had a rough morning. Had a rough morning.
I didn't think I was gonna make it.
Hashem has big plans for you. What do you think? Okay. So I was thinking about this interesting little time slot that the yeshiva has in mind, and the problem with it is that it's every second week. It's very hard to have a hemshach to learn a longer Torah and to what we were doing, and the Da'at Chinam is beautiful, but it's very very hard that there should be a hemshach. And I realized that probably the best thing to do, if we continue with this, the best thing that would be the Ratzon Hashem, if we do something that could be, and one, each one would be a separate limud. So that if someone can't come, or since it misses a lot in 2 weeks, so if every time we get together, we have a strong limud in something which is one of the hakdomas of Chassidus. So I had a machshava to learn maybe Tzikas HaTzadik, to learn every, you know, the Tzikas HaTzadik, the pieces are all short, very short. Not every piece. 90% of them are very short, but each one is like a nuclear bomb. Right? So we could do that. I thought maybe Yichud V'Zbaydus, but the Prokhamer, they take more than one. You can't do a parak really in one time. It needs more. So I haven't decided yet. So in the meantime, I had a cheshik to do this with you. You're gonna enjoy this very much. You'll see what I mean. You'll be able to keep it on your refrigerators in your Shemtel 120. You'll see why. It's found this. I found in the I found this around 35 years ago. In the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim. It's called Hadrachas HaBal Shem Tov Schus Yigaleinu. Hadrachas HaBal Shem Tov, where there are 10 Nekudas, obviously they correspond to the 10 spheres. But the Mechaber tries to summarize the 10 Nekudas of Torah HaBal Shem. Each one of these, of course, tens of thousands of Svarim, right? But the 10 Nekudas that are the Iker, what's the Torah of Hashem? You see, it says Chemda Gnuza Shenimtza Bidei Nechet HaBal Shem Tov Schus Yigaleinu. It's a little bit of a mysterious origin. Where does this come from? Who wrote this? So it says that it's a Chemda Gnuza, a hidden treasure that was found in the hands of one of the descendants of the Baal Shem Tov. V'hutka Miksav Yad Kotsha Shel Adma Maharash Schus Yigaleinu. And it was found in the writings of the Rebbe, the Divrei Shmuel from Slonim, who copied it from what he saw from one of the Eniklach of the Baal Shem Tov. He copied it. Shuhum selenoi de echad mechashuvei anshei shlomenu shlita, that was brought to the attention of those who published, who printed the Divrei Shmuel. Which the Nesiv Shalom was involved in all of the Svarim. He didn't stop putting out the Nesiv Shaloms until he was finished with all of the Svarim from the old Svarim from Slonim to put out. And when the Divrei Shmuel was printed, this treasure that was originally from one of the Eniklach of the Baal Shem Tov that ended up being copied by the Divrei Shmuel was printed together with the Divrei Shmuel in the Sefer. And when I first saw this around 30-35 years ago, I was very taken by it. And I had a cheshik to do with you. It takes a few minutes. So, let's learn. Again, we don't know who the author is. We don't know. But the Rebbe, the Divrei Shmuel from Slonim, saw it as something which is important enough to copy. And the claim is that it comes from one of the Baal Shem Tov's Eniklach, from a grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. HaBal Shem Tov limud l'talmidov HaKadoshim daito HaKadosha. The HaBal Shem Tov taught his students his holy way of thinking. Very quickly, Aleph. Ein b'chol ha-Torah kulu b'chol ha-Olam kulu rak or ein soif baruch hu ha-mistater behem. There is nothing in all of the Torah, and there's nothing in all of creation in the entire world other than the infinite light of God, ha-mistater behem, that is hiding, that is concealed in all that exists. B'chol ha-psukim, and all of the psukim that say, ein od milvado, there is nothing but God. As a shemayim v'esaretz ani molai, or it says, I fill the heaven and the earth. Heim kipshutam mamish. Heim kipshutam mamish. It's not, like some would say, an idea, a concept. It's heim kipshutam mamish ein oid mulvada. There is nothing but God. Kipshutam mamish. She'ein lecha b'chal maise, b'chal dibur, b'chal hirur. There is no such thing as an act, a word, a thought. Shein etzem ha'elokus mistater u'mitztam sein bay. Where elokus itself is not contained within, is not constricted and hidden in that maise, in that machshava, in that dibur, that machshava. V'lachein ha'mabit v'roya ba'ein sichli. Akol ha'dvarim asher neged einav. Therefore, a person who is able to look at whatever there is before his eyes with the eye of his mind, ba'ein sichli, in a deep way, to look at anything that exists, asher neged einav, mitzad pnimiyusam b'chiyusam, which that's the first Torah in Likutei Moran, mitzad chacham shebechal davar, mitzad pnimiyusam b'chiyusam, lo mitzad shitcham v'chitzoniyusam b'lvad, not on the outside, not the shitchias, not superficially, but if you look at something inside the pnimius, and the chias of what you're looking at, lo yira rak koach eloki shebesoichem, all you will see is the koach eloki shebesoichem, the koach eloki that is in anything that you're looking at, hamachaya oisam, that is giving life to that thing that you're looking at, or person, or whatever, umahavam, and gives existence, umekaimam, b'chol eis v'rega, every single instant, every moment. That's shayichud amuna from the Baal Tanya. V'ashomeya ba'oznayim keshuvos, and anybody who listens with ears that are tuning in, l'kol ha'pnimi shebesoch ha'kol ha'gashmi, to the inner, to the kol ha'pnimi, that is within, the kol ha'gashmi, the sound, the noise of gashmi is, Hanishmal is nine that you could only hear, that you hear just with your physical ears. If a person is able to deher, I was talking about that on Shabbos, to hear, zeyatif, those are the words of the Mittler Rebbe I was talking about on Shabbos, to hear in a deep way. Not the kol gashmi, the physical noise, but to hear inside everything that exists. Lo yishma rakol elokim, you will only hear the voice of God. Hamachaye umahava, Beregahu mamish, that is giving life and existence at that moment, hakol asher hu shemeya. That's the sound that you will hear. That's aleph, beis. I'm not going to explain it these moments. We're going over, and our entire life is zil gemar to learn. Beis. Of course, anybody who is learning this from Hakadoshim, every single Torah that you learn, this is what this. You see these things. Beis. Golos hashchina. What's golos hashchina? Golos HaShechina, what's the exile, the golos of the Shechina? Yikar lahavayis v'koyach eloki ha-mechayim ha-haves ha-choytei be'eis chetoi mamash. That is the meaning of golos HaShechina, Shechinta b'galusa. The meaning of that is the koach of elokus that is giving life and existence to the sinner, even at the moment that he's mamash sinning. That's in the Ramak, of course. That a Kosh Baruch Hu is a melech nelov, he's a humiliated king, that a person is doing an aveira, and b'shas ma'is, that he's doing an aveira, the only way they could do the aveira is that his hand is filled with the koach eloki to do the aveira. That's called golos hashchina. The elokus that fills even the sinner at the moment of sin. That's called the shchina in golos. Gimel. Hayetzahara v'ataivis. The Yetzahara and Taivis. Hema shluchei hamakim. This is not from someplace else. These are shluchei hamakim. They are sent mamish by Hashem. Shluchei hamakim. She'oisen ritzayin shalcham. That are carrying out the will and the bidding of the one who's sending them. Lefata yises adam, to seduce a person. Leman yigbar alayim, for the single purpose that we should be able to overcome the Yetzar. The Yetzar is sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the marshal in the Zohar Kodesh of the Zayin that the king sends to his son. That the Yetzar is sent, and the Taivas, anytime that you and I, any of us have a Taiva, a Yetzar, it's a Shliach Mamish Mashem, Leman Yigbar alayim. And the Rasan Hashem is, like the king who sends that woman to seduce his son, is the tachlis is that the son should be mezgaber and to realize that he's a ben melech, that he has such koiches, that he has the koiches to be mezgaber. U'mehem yilmad liyois gibor kamoisim, and that way you will learn to be a gibor, to be a warrior, kamoisim, like the Yetzar and the Taivas, that are gibor, that are powerful warriors. K'moishahema einem nirpim avadosam, the same way that the Yetzar and the Taivas never tire, they never get tired. The Yetzar is always working. The Taivas are always working. V'chol hayom v'chol alay l'yachashu. And all day and night, the Taivas and the Yetzar are not silent. L'hosis is ha'odam, to try to turn a person away from Torah mitzvahs. Ki achme tomid kol ma she'en avroyes v'oiz nevshomais. To cause a person to have a Taiva for everything that he sees with his eyes that he wants, and that he hears with his ears to want, to desire. And the Yetzar and the Taivas are filled with simcha to carry out God's will, to do what they were sent to do. You see how hard they work. So too, a person should never ever remove from his thoughts, from his mind, Asher Rotzon Kainai, what's the Rotzon Hashem? The Rotzon of Hashem who? Lizgaber, to be strong, to overcome these hard-working Taivas and Yetzaharas. Ad ki he Moishel Berucha, to the point that he's Moishel Berucha. He's in control. He's able to control, to be in control of the Taivas of the Yetzar. L'chol ha-Taivas yu nechnoi me'lov, so that all of the Taivas will submit to him, give in to him, ad yahavchem l'toiv, until he's able to transform the taiva of chesed of ahava into something which is good, which is ahavas atayra and ahavas Yisrael, until he not only that he's able to repress, to hold back the taivas and the yetzar, but he's able mamish to bring into the world of toiv, to use it for toiv. Yahavchem l'toiv, v'zeh melubash b'maim ha'kosuv. And this is all contained and enclosed in the Pasuk. When Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron are telling Paro that we need to go out to the Midbar and to be Oved Hashem, to bring Karbonos over there. Ki mimenu nikach l'Avod Hashem. What do you need all of the animals for? So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro, ki mimenu nikach l'Avod Hashem. We need all of the animals to l'Avod Hashem, to serve Hashem. What does that mean? What do we need the Nefesh Bahamas for? Loma, a person asks, this is the question that we all have. What do I need all of the Bahamias inside of me? What do I need this Baham inside of me? The Yetzahara and the Taivas. What do I need this for? The Teretz is, Ki mimenu nikach l'Avod Hashem. The Tachlis in Chassidus is not to fight it off, to push it away. The Tachlis is, Ki mimenu nikach l'Avod Hashem. Ki mimenu nikach. The Davke from this Baham. Nikach l'Avod Hashem. The Nefesh Bahamas. L'Avod Hashem, L'Avod Hashem. What's the name? Mehem Nilmad Lasos Kamoisam. The Davka from the Taibas, from the Yetzaharas, from the Bahamias, from the Nefesh Bahamas, we learn Lasos Kamoisam to never give up, never stop trying, never stop pushing, keep on going. Kamoishem Oisim Mitzayin Kainam. The same way that the Taibas and the Yetzaharas are carrying out the will of Hashem who sent them to go after us. We learn from them. that we learn from our enemy, we learn from that's from the Yetzer Hara and from the Taivas, never to stop. Not to just push it away, but to conquer, like it's like in Tanya, to completely conquer the Nefesh of Bahamas, and to use it in Avodas Hashem. Dalet. The fourth klal in Torah Sabal Shem. Dalet. Ein ra yored min ha-shamayim. There's no such thing that something that is evil comes down from Shemayim. That something bad comes from Shemayim. Hashem created evil. Ki ein makor loy. Hashem is kulei toiv. It's a toiv ha-metiv. Uvahara asher nimsa. Therefore, we have to know that in all of the evil that we see, in all the evil that exists, yesh lo koach pnimi ha-mechayi oisa. Even in the Ra, there's a koach pnimi, eloki, that's mechayi, that gives life, that koach of elokus that gives life. And that, deep inside, even the worst Ra, is hu toiv gomer, is complete tov. Ad lo yoda ben arham lo baruch mordechai. Ad lo yoda ben arham lo baruch mordechai. That arhaman, deep inside, is baruch mordechai, that we can't be masim, but to have that amunah. Lachain, therefore, im yabit al hara, if a person looks at the ra, mitzad pnimiyusai, the pnimius of the ra, lo yira rak ha-toiv shabai. All you will see is the toiv shabai, the good that's in the ra. Again, each one of these, all of you have seen thousands of toivs in the Svarma Kadoshim and these nekudas. But these are the nekudas. Hey, Ha'odam tzarech lehizdabek ba'asher hu oimer. A person has to be mizdabek to every word that, as the word comes out of his mouth, to be mizdabek to the words, to the letters and to the words that he's speaking. Ha'odam tzarech lehizdabek ba'asher hu oimer, ki b'chol ha'olamas, because in all worlds yesh neshama ve'elokus, olamas, neshamas, and neshamas and elokus. And if you are mizdabek to the words that come out of your mouth, you are mizdabek. You are mizdabek to olamas, neshama, and elokus. That's in the conversation that the neshama, the Baal Shem Tov, had with Mashiach in Shemayim when he had an aliyas neshama. Because in everything there's olamus, neshamus, and elokus. Uchsha'odim is dabek imam, nidbak belokus. And when a person is mizdabek to the words that come out from his mouth in Torah and in Tefillah, and even when he's saying dvarim shel chol, when he's stam talking, he's mizdabek to the words, then he's connecting together olamus, neshamus, and elokus. Vav. Kol ha'nasa ba'olam, everything that's happening in the world, I feel a dover kal shabakalam, even if it seems to be the something totally insignificant, totally unimportant, a leaf that falls from a tree, whatever it is, even kal shabakalam, hakol me'Hashem Yisbarach, hakol me'Hashem Yisbarach, everything is me'Hashem Yisbarach. Lachem, ein la'odam la'ashgiach im hem kiret sinai, im lo kiret sinai. Therefore, don't get caught up. Don't get all worked up over whether it works out the way you wanted or didn't work out the way you wanted. Stop getting dragged into that. Every single thing that happens, even if it's kal shabakalim, everything, it's hakol me'Hashem Yisbarach. So don't make yourself meshugah. It didn't work out the way that I wanted. That's what he says, I'm sorry. L'chein ein la'odun la'ashgiach im heim kiritzona, im lo kiritzona. Don't be mashgiach, don't pay attention whether it came out kiritzoncha or shaloi kiritzoncha. It's kiritzona yizbarach. That's how it came out. And whatever bechir you had, that was before, you felt, when you felt that you still had bechir. At this point, don't pay any attention, not to be mashgiach bechlal, and whether it came out the way you wanted or it didn't come out the way you wanted. It came out exactly how it has to be. Period. Zion. Lo yizikaron yom hamisa. It's not remembering the day of death. And it's not the fear of the punishments of Gehenna. That maybe they did once have an effect on being ma'ayra, the heart of a person, to Avodas Hashem. But from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, he already said that fear of death and fear of Gehenna do not awaken the heart in a serious, sustainable way to be an Eved Hashem, to serve God. You'll find thousands of chazals that seem to say otherwise. There was a time. It's no longer. Ki'im ha'tshuke lezdabik b'mekor ha'chaim v'atayv. From the Baal Shem Tov, the only thing that's ma'ayra a person truthfully in a deep way, t'avaydus Hashem, is the longing to connect oneself to the source of all life and all that's good. B'loy ha'tanis, not fasting, not sigufim mo'ilim, and not tormenting oneself, rolling in the snow, or whatever other techniques, none of these things help. Ach hashikcha b'navshay machmas atshuka. The only thing is to forget oneself and to give oneself over to the tshuka, to the longing for Elokus, for the Makar Chaim, to stop thinking about myself and to think about where I come from and who I really am and where did I begin from the Makar HaChaim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ches Kol HaOdem B'fnei Atzmo, every single person on his own who Torah Shleima Ruchanis, is a complete Torah and Ruchanis, each person who Torah Shleima Ruchanis. And if a person goes to the best of his ability to go b'derech Hashem, then the slab shaboy kefi madregoso, then the ruchnius of who he is will become enclosed in him according to his madrega of who he is. As long as you try to live in the derech Hashem, then that ruchnius, that elokus, is nislab shaboy kefi madregoso, becomes enclosed in you according to your madrega. Tess. Keshu mispailel al dover hanochutzloi. When you're davening for something that you feel that's important to you, that you need. Keshu mispailel al dover hanochutzloi. Yikavein lispailel al chiyas elokus amistata boi mechayeyu. You should have in mind to daven for the elokus that is hiding in this that you're davening for, and that gives life to what you're davening for. Shehu b'tzar, mehadover hachos alay. That chiyus of elokus that is hidden in this is in a state of tzar, of anguish, because something is missing. And that's why you feel a need for this. Even for that, for something to eat, for something to drink. That piece of food has a chiyus of elokus in it. And it's in a state of tzar until you're able in the right way to make a broch and to eat this or to drink this. L'chein, therefore, yivakesh mehashem l'rachem al chiyusai hamistata boy. Therefore, you should daven to HaKadosh Baruch to have rachmanis on the chiyus that is hidden and that which you feel is missing from your life. On the chiyus of elokus that can't come out, and within yourself as well, to daven for the chiyus of elokus that's within you, that it should be able to come out, it shouldn't be missing anymore. And finally, yud, hashgacha beprotis, hashgacha protis, he al kol hanevroim, is for all that exists. Al kol everything that exists. Gam al hadoimimim, even on inanimate things like rocks and whatever. Vatsoimchim and plants. Ke'ein l'chadover, there is nothing that exists. Shlo yumashgichim lov milamala b'chalaprotim, that there's nothing that Hashem ignores. Every single prat, chol aprotim, every single thing is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is the Hashgachas Hashem. Everything. People, animals, rocks, trees, everything. V'akol nasa b'kavana miyuchedes. And every single thing that happens to anything that exists, whether a person, an animal, a plant, or a thing, everything is kavana miyuchedes. Everything is with specific kavana that Hashem has, and with the hashgacha of why it has to happen. Everything. Now, on all of these ten nakudas, of course, there are different dayas in different svarim, in machshavas svarim, in different places in Musa and so on. But this is really an absolutely magnificent tamsis in 10 points of the whole Torah of Baal Shem. In all of the Torahs that you learn in any of the svarim from the Talmud Baal Shem, you will see that one or two or three of these nakudas are being worked out in that sugya, whether it's in Shabbos, an Indian of Shabbos, or whether it's an Indian in a pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. There is no Torah that you're going to learn that does not have one or more of a combination of these ten nakudas that are the yesod of what that Torah is that you're learning. Because this is the Torah of Baal Shem. Tamsis is the Torah of Baal Shem. V'idach zil gemar. And mitzvah the rest of our lives, we should be zeichet to learn more and more and more to understand each of these nakudas. And if I'm not explaining them each now, it's because all that we learn is by way of explaining these. But it's important to have it up on your refrigerator or on your computer, on your screensaver. That's the right way to say it, yeah? On your screensaver, to keep, these are the 10 nakudas. That if you want, if you're a chassidus shiid, even if for that mincha you don't know where your gartel is, you could still exist. You could still be a chassidus shiid if you can't find your gartel, or some other terrible thing like that happened. You could still be a chassidus shiid, but you can't be a chassidus shiid if you don't believe in these 10 nakudas. You don't live with these 10 nakudas, it's not chassidus. These are the 10 requirements, prerequisites of what chassidus is all about. All of our lives is to try to understand and to live be'emes, in a way of pnimius, with these 10 nakudas. Fine. You want to daven now? We'll daven later. What's going on? You got daven later? Good.